With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a judge is setting a March trial date in Donald Trump's New York hush money case. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump is here in this New York court for his hush money case involving alleged payments made during his 2016 presidential campaign to bury stories that the former president had extramarital affairs, something Trump denies.
It's not a crime. We're here for something that is not a crime. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. What it is election interference.
The former president is also facing three other criminal cases. Two election interference cases, one in D.C., another in Georgia, plus a classified documents case in Florida. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
The Fulton County District Attorney is taking the witness stand to testify about her romantic relationship with a special prosecutor she hired to lead the 2020 election interference case against Donald Trump. Fannie Willis is taking the stand in an extraordinary hearing that could lead to a removal from the case over what the defense attorneys have described as a conflict of interest because of a relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Lawmakers are downplaying the danger of what House Intelligence Chairman Mike Turner says was a classified serious national security threat this week. Former Senator Jim Talent says if, as many suspect, Turner's referring to Russia's ability to shoot down a U.S. satellite.
The Chinese and to a significant extent the Russians have had the ability to attack our satellites in every orbital domain for a number of years. That's one of the reasons President Trump wanted a space service and one of the reasons Congress gave it to him. We need to disperse and harden the architecture.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow by 348 points. This is SRN News. So who is an atheist in this country?
The Pew Research Center has been working on an answer. According to their polling, atheists are most likely to be men and are probably going to be on the younger side. And there's not a whole lot of them. Only 4% of the U.S. population states that they do not believe that God exists. And that is way less than most of the leading countries in Western Europe. In fact, atheists make up 23% of France, 12% of the U.K., and 18% of Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a bill being considered by lawmakers, Tennessee would be the latest state to make it illegal for an adult to help a minor procure an abortion without parental consent. The legislation is part of a growing push among pro-life advocates to block pregnant teenage girls from crossing state lines to obtain the procedure. So far, Idaho has been the only state to enact an abortion trafficking law. This is SRN News. The race for governor in North Dakota is heating up.
Lieutenant Governor Tammy Miller has announced her gubernatorial campaign, looking to succeed Republican Doug Burgum, who is not seeking a third term. Miller joins Congressman Kelly Armstrong in the GOP race. Republicans have held the North Dakota governor's office since 1992. North Dakota's dominant Republican Party will endorse candidates for state offices in April. The voters in the June primary will select candidates for November. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wisconsin lawmakers have passed bills designed to regulate artificial intelligence, joining a growing number of states grappling with how to control the technology as November's elections loom. The Assembly on Thursday approved a bipartisan measure to require political candidates and groups to include disclaimers in ads that use AI technology. The Assembly also approved a bill calling for auditors to review how state agencies use AI. More details at SRN News.